Moms Club Podcast.
Welcome to the Awkward Moms Club, starring Christia and Ashley.
Awkward.
Like, three is just some, but four is so many. You know what I mean?
So goddamn many.
Kids. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Fuck.
We made it. We fucking survived. I don't know. Financially, in January is when you feel the biggest hit.
We'll never recover from this.
You're like, wow, I feel like you just paid all these bills, and they're due again, and here we are. And
you're like Joe Exotic.
My kids are just playing with fucking cardboard boxes now.
No, not. I saw them wilding out on there. They're getting wild with it in their band, man.
I'm about to lose my fucking mind.
We
got the wrong things. Anyway, what was your most loved gift at your house? What was the one thing that everyone wanted to get but somebody else got?
Was there anything like that? No, because they all specifically asked.
Okay, maybe who was like the most stoked about what? Like, who won best moment of Christmas?
Oh, that's anybody? No, they all just kind of got what they wanted. Like, nobody was, like, super amped about anything specific.
Dang.
They liked everything.
I was excited for, like, a tear. Nobody cried.
Gabe cried once when he got an Oculus, though, because I told him I would never buy him that piece of shit. And then I bought him that piece of shit.
Wait, was it on Christmas a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm. Like, last year, I think. Last year.
He cried. I don't even know what an Oculus is.
Like, a virtual reality bullshit.
Does he still use it?
Yeah, they all use it, actually.
Cool. I don't even know.
Did your kids cry?
No, but, like, Huck is really sentimental. He was moved to an emotional state a couple different times.
His journal?
He didn't even get a journal.
Oh, goddamn
it. I meant to get him one, but then I forgot. He never has Santa for it. He has Santa for Seahawks stuff. And you know what? Santa delivered.
He sure did. I didn't know he could personalize those.
I was like, I should have asked for something else because this stuff doesn't cost that much. And I was like, yeah, totally. It wasn't $700 worth of shit.
God, Santa's a baller.
Ugh. Those jerseys be spancy. Yeah, they do. And then they go on sale. And if you get it customized, it's way more.
Yeah.
And then, like, who wants an official helmet? My child. Anyway, he was, like, stoked about that. And he was impressed that Santa got him matching cleats, even though they're for soccer.
Yeah, he was like, Santa, he was like, they match, but these are for the wrong fucking sport, loser.
Dude, you know that there was no fucking green football cleats. You know I searched the internet and the town, you little asshole.
Our town has nothing.
Oh, my God. It has more than other places. If I think about, like, Bloomington, like, where I am from, there's nothing. If you had to, in a pinch, go find something cute to wear, you can. Ow. Why? Please stop. Ouchie wah wah. That makes me hurt. You're going to get a poop finger here.
Probably.
Careful.
I forgot it from Oster.
Jake, like, really, really, really loved his
gold
bracelet. His Cuban Figaro. He was, like, stoked about it.
It's really nice. He did show me it.
I don't think he, like, moved to tears, but he
showed
was
it to me
shocked,
when I walked in.
Shocked. Like,
he was like, check it out.
I was like, he's really excited about it. He's like, this just makes me feel like,
yeah.
I don't know what his vibe is.
I get
like,
it. I get it.
Cowboy country.
That's
I don't even know. Like, I don't know. Not cowboy
country.
What
did Santa bring for you, Ashley?
Santa got me jack shit. Jake got me some stuff, though. Santa literally didn't even put anything in my stocking.
Santa's a fuck,
and
man.
Santa said that my stocking stuff's still around the house somewhere. We just don't know where. So.
Oh, Santa.
He's real sweet. Honestly, after, like, literally after Christmas morning is over, Santa just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Uh-uh.
Santa's like, oh, we got here. We survived. We had a decent time. Nobody cried.
Speaking of Santa, we watched a movie on, what day was
about
it?
About Santa fucking people up.
Yes, called Violent Night. Well, here's the deal. I'm in love with that actor. He plays Jim Hopper on Stranger Things. And
yeah, there's more deals.
I have a thing for him. And so that's why we wanted to see.
So you got a thing for Santa?
Not Santa.
Were you into him in the movie?
No, he looks very old.
Okay, well.
As Santa should.
Listen, there is a show called I Think You Should Leave on Netflix, and it's like satire, funny,
yeah,
stupid, offbeat. They have like a fake movie press conference for like a movie that doesn't actually exist.
And it was that?
And it's about Santa basically like shooting and fucking people up. Wow. And like, so they kind of called it. Like, they kind of like called this movie, which is so funny.
The violence was like a lot, but like it was almost like Home Alone funny violence.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, it was intense, but also like, okay, he stepped on a nail just like on Home Alone. You know?
Yeah. It wasn't like a lot of shooting.
There was a lot of shooting. But even those shots were kind of more like comical. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. So I'm trying to think of what the I Think You Should Leave version of the movie is called.
Probably Violent Night.
Literally. I don't even know. This Rolling Stone says Violent Night is the chlamydia of Christmas movies.
I'm here for it. I love chlamydia. We can't get rid of it. We can't get rid of it. We actually just watched it on like Amazon Prime though. Or early release some shit. I don't know. We didn't even have to go to the theater.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. My kids have been wanting to see Puss in Boots and I think it comes out today.
Ew.
They can watch it.
I hate Puss in Boots.
Why?
Because I don't like any of the Shrek movies. Like, I can't get down with any of the Shrek
what
movies.
What is wrong with you? They're adorable.
I don't know.
They're funny as shit. I love them.
I just don't love them.
Wow. Is it the adult humor that's not for you?
Like adult humor is, like, my brand, but no,
it's
I don't
like
know what
it's like childish adult humor.
Yeah, I don't know. I like fart. Like, I don't know. I just don't love them.
Is it Michael Myers?
Probably.
Do you like Austin Powers? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen them all.
Do you like anything Michael Myers?
Yes.
Wayne's World?
Wrong Michael.
Wrong Michael, Christia. So you, well, I like Michael Myers. I like that, like, stupid,
I mean,
ridiculous,
I appreciate
absurdist
it, but
comedy.
Like,
my favorite movie is The Jerk. It's, like, absurdist. That's like
I don't actually
I
know
like
if I
that.
Have a favorite movie.
I don't have a favorite movie. I have 10.
I mean, Clueless. I guess Clueless is on there.
Clueless is your favorite
one
movie.
One of them.
Is it, or is it like your comfort movie?
Oh, I don't know. What's the difference?
Okay. I wouldn't say that like I Love You Man is my favorite movie, but it's my comfort movie. I just put it on if I just like want to just be happy. Or Forgetting Sarah Marshall. So, or How I Met Your Mother. So what I'm
okay,
saying
I'm
is
really
Jason Segel is like my comfort
here.
Person.
Yeah.
Literally, I anything.
So when you hugged him, did it feel like? Like, what did it feel like?
It felt very surreal, like, and out of, like, this cannot be the same person. But he also was, like, you're getting a glimpse, and he wasn't, like, super overly bubbly. He was very, like, shh. He, like, was, like, don't make a big thing, and we can do this real quick. And I was like, okay.
Fair.
Anyways.
But did it, like...
But he was walking around Seaside forever and ever and ever. He wanted people to see him about the town.
Yeah.
Like, that's very clear.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, I met Jason Segel a couple of years ago, and it did feel wild. Like, he's just, like, to me, like, one of the, I don't know, I watch all of his content and, like, always have loved all of his
Dude, he was on Freaks and Geeks, right?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone good.
I loved Freaks and Geeks.
Same. Do your kids like it?
They haven't really tried it yet.
Oh, they would like it, I feel like, now, maybe.
Yeah. But that it's was, like, so a show good. Barry and I, like, watched together.
I love it. It's on Netflix, you know.
Well, I think
we
have the
anything?
DVDs.
That's cute. And we have the one season, which is the most,
I
like,
know.
The biggest
it
upset
was
of
honestly,
all time.
Honestly, like, the best show.
When I first watched it years ago, I, like, went down. It was, like, not when it first came out.
No. I didn't watch it when it first came out, either.
I went down, like, a rabbit hole of, like, why did they discontinue it? Stop picking.
Oh,
You're
my God.
End up,
and then
you need to go to
Sweets,
the salon. And
Sweets was in it. He was from Bones. He was a baby. Did you ever watch Bones? Bones? Okay, so I loved Bones. I have a thing for David
Boreanaz.
Is it like
a detective?
She's a forensic anthropologist with FBI.
So. Catching murderers.
Catching murderers. And it's actually my sister's sister. It's Emily Deschanel. Zoe's sister.
Oh, your sister's
sister.
I was like, your sister's in this show? You would just wait that long to tell me? You have, like, weird sisters that are sisters
it's
of sisters,
true,
too. So
true,
I was like, this could be how
this
is working.
This could be legitimate. But,
oh, that's funny.
So, Sweets plays the psychologist for the FBI. on Bones, and he is the little baby from Freaks and Geeks. The little brother, the tiny brother. I can't remember what his name is because my brain is dumb. But
brother.
Yeah.
Oh,
the little brother.
Hers or
hers?
Oh yeah, I love him. What? He's so cute.
I know. What is his name on the show? Bones. I'm sorry. Yeah, he was, and he. Sam.
Sam.
So Sam is on Freaks Bones as a grown-ass man, but he still has a baby face. And I'm like, why do I know you. Him?
Yeah.
And it, because it didn't connect, because it's been, like, a lot of years.
Since you've watched Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah.
I recently watched it. I would have known immediately.
That's sweet.
Edie was watching it. I don't even know if it's appropriate.
It's fine.
It's, like, not that bad. maybe she just watched a part.
Yeah.
Listen, don't call anybody.
Not calling anybody. But
okay, we should try this.
What is that? Oh, this is strawberry crumb cake. We have cookies. It's been a long time, and I was a little bitchy about the menu, and then it's probably going to be good.
Whatever. They're always good.
I know.
It tastes like Captain Crunch. Oh, my God. Is that what it is?
No, it's strawberry crumb cake, but it is Captain Crunch without the mouth sores. You know how, like, Captain Crunch is so rough? Or, like, that popsicle. Do you remember that popsicle? That's, like, a rectangle, and it has this on it.
Mm-hmm.
Good humor.
Mm-hmm.
A bomb.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. I didn't get any white chocolate in mine, which is sad.
I was so wrong. Mm-hmm.
You're a beggar. The dog's a beggar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really good.
That was pretty good.
I ain't even mad about it.
Mm-mm.
I'm starving, though. I've been, like, not that it's the new year. I'm just trying to, like, get back into, like, a normal swing.
Life.
So I'm just trying not to eat whatever I want, whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's kind of what I did all break. But I still went to the gym every day, mostly. But anyway, so just because I'm mentally, like, okay, you can't just eat whatever you want, whenever you want, all of a sudden I'm just starving all day, every day.
Because your brain is like,
starving.
Well, wait, we're not going
to
eat.
The other day, I waited until like 1 or 1:30 to eat, and I was like, I'm faint. Like, I'm ill. Like, what is wrong with me? I normally don't even eat until like that time ever.
Because it's that.
But I got, and then sugar too. Like, like, it's so bad.
Yeah.
We went to Stinky's last night. We've been walking at the beach every night.
Oh, it was dreamy yesterday.
It was beautiful. And then we went to Stinky's after we walked on the beach and ate. And I got, like, blackened cobia and, like, a salad and some ceviche. I ate, like, very healthy. And then we got home and put the kids to bed. And I was dipping my dark chocolate in peanut butter and putting granola on top of it.
I thought you were going to say you were dipping your dark chocolate in king cake ice cream. And then covering it with something good.
Oh, no. But that was good. Like, the 90% dark chocolate, so it's not that bad for you. And then I dip it in my peanut butter. My peanut butter is also kind of healthy because it doesn't have added sugar. And then my granola. Okay, it wasn't, like, unhealthy. Terrible. But I just was kept eating it. It was the amount, not what it was. That's the problem.
Yeah, quantity over.
Yeah. The quality was good. It was just the quantity
was
Muchi muo. Excuse me, hello. Is this thing live? I've not been live. Honestly. Oh my gosh, we're all dying. I have pulled like a rib from the meat of my body. Like, no one would buy this one at the store. They would be like, that one looks kind of fucked up. Can we get the other one? And they would just throw my fucking rib in the trash. Like, that's how bad it probably looked.
A human zombie butcher.
It hurts.
I hate that.
Like, every time I cough or laugh, and I don't know if you know me, but I like to cough and laugh. And it's just like, damn, I thought that was a dog. Get out of here, you fucking skunk.
It's a pillow.
Skunk pillow. Oh, man, that cookie was good.
That was yum. So, we survived break. We didn't even see each other, even once.
Once.
No, just once at the very end.
I know. It was weird.
I feel like
I don't know if we made the decision to not record, but, like, it felt right, though.
Well, it wasn't, like, a conscious decision, but, like, I feel like I blinked
and to not try to add more. Same. Like, I just, there was nothing else I could add. In fact, I feel bad, like, because Jake and I sat around and wasted a lot of days doing a lot of fucking nothing. But when it was cold, It was nice. We before Christmas, like the couple days around Christmas when it was freezing cold.
Literally below freezing, bitches.
We just sat like inside with the dead. Fire on constantly.
Oh, it just scared me. It moved and it scared me.
Oh, it's a ghost. We just sat inside with the fire going and
yeah, it was really fucking cold though.
And the kids bundled up and played outside, but we were like lazy for days.
And honestly, you need that.
It was nice. It felt very Christmassy, like very reminiscent. Like I was just baking and we were just... I would, like, go run a couple errands and come home and bake and have a fire and watch a movie. And
it's nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You gotta try this.
Corny bread.
No, this is something else. Vanilla wafer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm coming at ya. Hold on.
You could sell us by sticking through the fence. Mm-hmm. That's funny. Okay.
She's a patrol.
Vanilla wafer.
It's very... Vanilla wave.
Hmm.
It's like so not overly sweet that you could like
eat the whole thing on accident.
Uh-huh. Like a lot of it. You could eat it all.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoops. She gone.
Cheers. Christina's cracking open a Bruce eating lukewarm natty ice.
Warm.
A lukewarm natty ice. But it is natty ice. It's slightly cold. A slightly cold.
It's chilled.
Refrigerated, just I left it in the car all night, got down to 50-something.
Yeah, it was chill. Actually, you know what? It was chilly last night. Mm. I went for a walk at night, and it was chilly. Like,
Willie?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not chilly like freezing Willie. Cold, but I was like, I need a jacket. So I had to put a jacket on.
Dang. We walked on the beach in shorts.
But and I walked at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that's
and it, like the sun, when the sun went down, it got like
cool. When the sun goes down.
Yes.
It was warm yesterday,
it was
though.
So nice. It was I ate my lunch. I had lunch at like 1 on my porch.
Cecil, so get out of here.
I had a taco salad and I just made it in this big fat bowl. And then I sat outside and just ate it and it was so peaceful.
I would love a taco salad.
Oh, I have leftover beef.
That's what she said.
She probably did.
I don't even know what that means.
She's holding onto it. I like your sweater.
Thank you. It's vintage from Goodwill from years and years and years ago. IU has a basketball game tonight, so I'm dressing for the park.
I'm
gonna make homemade pizzas. We like to really get all
domesticated
in the spirit for a game.
Mm-hmm.
In the Holy Spirit.
Of course.
Let's see what time this game is. IU basketball. Man.
What is tonight? What day?
Such good memories.
Is it Thursday?
It's Thursday. Game is today at 8.
Ooh, dang, that's kind of late.
But maybe it's 8 Central.
Oh, you mean 8 Eastern.
It just says 8 p.m.
Perfect. I don't think we have anything going on today, tonight. Yeah, my calendar is clear after this.
Amazing.
My planner comes today. You know, like, usually I order my planner, like, I don't know, in, like, November. Like, for the next year.
Yeah.
Like, do I
You're
write
always
my...
on it.
No, this year I fucking ordered it December 31st. Like, am I okay?
Your big calendar? You love that thing.
I know. I ordered that December 31st, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus, what the hell?
You're usually chomping at the bit.
I know. I usually have it in December because I am ready. And then, no, not this year. I don't know. This year just kind of the last 2 weeks of the year. As soon as my kids got out of school, I fucking blinked and it's gone.
Oh, it's gone. But listen, I'm here to tell you a couple things. What? One. This part of the year goes by fast, too.
Yeah.
Two. It's just, I used to be like, oh, like, Christmas is this big thing that comes around once a year. And it is. But there's, like, so many little big things, too, all year long. Like, there's always freaking something going on. Always. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't stop. It never stops.
You're right.
Like, I'm already, I think I'm going to do a Galentine's brunch here, like, okay. After school. Drop off. Not like after school.
That
after
would not be a brunch.
Drop off.
That would not be brunch. If it was after school, that'd be like dinner.
No, like after school drop off
I
in the
know,
morning.
No, I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm
Liner.
I'm saying.
Liner's legit.
I love Liner. I also love Brenner.
I was thinking like a 9:30 or 10, maybe 10:30, so I can put Oaks to sleep. Yeah,
that's
whatever.
Rude.
He's rude.
Oh.
A little brunch. Yeah, so if you're listening, I might invite you, but probably not because you probably don't live here. I thought that would be fun.
Yeah.
And I want just a reason to do, like, a party that doesn't have to do with, like, my kids or boys. Kids. And boys, too.
Yes. I love a Galentine's moment.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm having a Galentine's party this year.
You haven't done it in a hot minute.
I know. 2020 was the last one.
It's kind of sad.
Probably because I got fucking tore up.
From what? The vid?
No. The champagne.
Oh.
And the cocktails. And the kombucha cocktail that was really good.
I don't remember getting fucked. Listen.
You remember the picture of me getting
I love the fun.
But after, this picture was that.
Oh, the hungover picture.
Yeah, that was then.
I love that.
Call me.
Then. This is now.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
I'm going to try this peanut butter, but listen, I'm not trying to get the jelly in the mix. I'm not a jelly lover.
I like a good jelly if it's like a good, you know.
Like a homemade.
Like that. And like there's that one jar that's pretty good.
My favorite.
Remember that one jar that's good? It's like Bon something, but it's like.
I make my own.
I don't do that. But there's one kind of jelly that I like.
All I need is one jelly, one jelly.
Okay, so speaking of jelly. Did you see Britney's new video that she posted?
Oh my gosh. Was she saying she was meditating to Shakira?
This one.
Oh yeah.
That's the only kind of jelly that I like if you buy it. No, it was more like shaking her ass, which good for her. Good for her. I have no problems with that. But like she's wearing gloves.
And yeah, she said she just got done meditating to Shakira. My hips don't lie. My friend Bailey sent it to me because... it's like a inside joke song.
That one? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she looks skinnier.
But why?
Doesn't she?
Wait, where's her gloves?
There they are.
Okay, I don't understand the gloves. I mean, I don't understand all of it, but I really, really don't understand the
how
gloves.
Much of her hair is real? How long 0%. Is her hair?
0%. I'd say her bang. That bang right there is probably all. I mean, not the only piece. But
wait,
that's
did her hair just never grow back after she shaved her head?
I don't think she ever had good hair. She always had wigs or extensions. Oh my god! Pause.
What? Her hair
speaking
was cute
of wigs
when
and
she
extensions.
First...
pause, pause, pause.
Those ruin your hair.
Who had clip-in bangs? Did Lindsay?
Edie Lou from Matilda.
Oh, Edie Lou. Okay. So I was somewhere. No, but I was somewhere, and somebody told me they used to buy these Jessica Simpson.
What the hell is she looking fire?
I don't know. I don't know. They used to wear the Jessica Simpson clip-in bangs, and they were, like, legit.
So bang. Where are you? What's the dialect here?
Well, listen.
Okay.
I was on a Facebook group that's called, like, Bougie Bitches or something like that. I'm not bougie, but I like to get ideas for,
about
like...
how to be a bougie bitch.
Yes. But they asked for
spend
clip
money.
In
pause, be rude.
Clip-in bang recommendations. And I was like, is this for real? And guess what was on there? Jessica Simpson clip-on bangs.
Okay, clip-in bangs are a fun time.
I don't want... I mean, I have real bangs.
Yeah, but not everyone wants to commit. I don't want bangs right now.
I mean, I don't have bangs right now because my hair's dirty.
But listen, it gets hot here.
I don't understand how the clip-in bangs
them,
work
don't
and don't look
enough.
Weird.
You can style your hair to make it cute.
I probably don't.
Headband. Silk scarf. Baseball cap. You just clip and bang when you wear a hat to just have like the cute bang look, and you're just so hot and uncomfortable under the hat.
I just want to know. I think I'm gonna order them. I think they're only $30.
I want like the fringy curtain bangs, and the lady who is doing my hair like doesn't know how to do
it. That's why,
because she keeps not committing to it, and then it's just weird.
That's like, very weird. That's not even the right angle.
No,
I could do that. I've been watching Brad Mondo tutorials. I could totally do it.
Are you sure? Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I've cut my own bangs for years. They're fine.
I just want, like, the longer, longer shaggy.
So you go
curtain.
Like this. You pull it over here for it to go that way. And then you pull it over here for it to go that
way. Yeah, she just is not committing to enough of the hair either. It's like, this much, I think she thinks I won't like it. But that will just grow out and be a layer. I'm not worried
I know,
about
and
it.
It's, like, very blunt. Like, it's not angled at all. It's supposed to, like,
that's what I want. That's what I want.
I could do it.
Oh, my God, I'm so scared.
It's fine. I have real hair cut.
I have to go to a better.
Do you know that I cut my friend's hair when I was 4?
Like, for good? Like, her mom paid you?
She definitely didn't pay me, but she didn't let me play with her anymore after that.
Because you could have killed her.
No, so my mom had a hair salon in our house when I was very little. And so people would come in, she'd cut their hair, swoop it up. So I took my friend into the salon, cut her hair, swoop it up. We're on our merry way, and then I never got to play with Allie again. I don't remember. I felt like I did. I felt like I had done a great job.
Poor Allie. Poor Allie. Her mom was like, she could have been slain. With those scissors. They're just letting that girl run around wild with those scissors?
Probably.
Allie could have been slain, Jeffrey. We can't send her back there ever again. Jeffrey.
We were like
Jeffrey.
Next door neighbors.
They're going to slain her. Jeffrey, I don't care if we both have to go to work. We're never sending Allie back.
Well,
what if she would have accidentally, instead of snipping her hair, snipped her neck right off? Snip, snip. Jeffrey.
What if she would have stabbed the scissors into the jugular?
She could have.
Could have happened.
She's a simple child.
Jeffrey, she's stupid.
Jeffrey, yes, she is stupid, but listen. Allie is exceptional, and she's the best. She can't. Oh, my God, is it Allie? From, you know?
No. I don't know what that means.
Me neither. No, I do. Pretty Little Liars.
Oh. That
was Allie she grew up to be. She was like, I've almost died several times. Once.
I was at the hands of my best friend.
And my 4-year-old best friend, Christia. Oh, my God. What was your name then, Jergen?
Mm-hmm. Chrissy. Chrissy Jergens.
Chrissy Jergs. Chris Jerg. Chris Jerg.
My dad.
They called you Chrissy? Why?
I don't know.
Did you like it?
No.
Did you introduce yourself as that when you met a friend?
I probably didn't make friends.
Were you like, Allie, my name's Chrissy? They call my cousin Christina Chrissy, and I've always been like,
I don't love that.
Just doesn't sit well with me at all for anyone.
I think I was in, like, about to go to kindergarten, and I was like, please don't call me Chrissy anymore. I want to be called Slang Scissor. I want to be called Chrissy Scissor. Please spell my name with a K, though. Also.
Build me a mansion on the hill with only metal and robots and no people.
And eggs. There's eggs. He had eggs.
He was like, what came first? The chicken or the egg?
But I'm saying there were no people, no robot. Chickens, but there were eggs.
I don't even know.
We just watched that. That's like a Christmas movie that we watch every year.
We watched it too. Our kids love it.
Amelia's favorite. She was like, there's no way that that's Joyce. I was like, Amelia, it's Joyce.
Oh.
She's like, there's no way. I'm like, it is.
Yeah, there's a way. The faces match.
It's the fucking same. She has not changed, like, hardly at all.
100% face
match. Hardly at all.
Yeah.
Like, hardly at all.
No, she's just a teenager from teenager to thief to star of a Netflix show.
She's also.
Wait, was that the thief?
Yes. She's also a spokesperson for the brand that she thiefed from.
To say, don't steal.
Get it, bitch.
That's funny.
That is funny. But Amelia literally did not believe me that that was Joyce.
Oh, man.
She's so stupid, too.
She's cute.
Last night, we went skating.
Fun.
I was walking. She was skating. Jessica, my neighbor, came with us. Skating around the neighborhood, trying to, like, move.
Move some bodies.
Yeah. And Amelia, Owen's telling me about his music and pictures project that he did. And Amelia's like, I need to tell you something. I'm like, okay, we'll wait till Owen's done. I need to tell you something. Like, being such a little asshole about it. Whoa. I need to tell you something. And I'm like, Amelia, you need to pause because, number one, Owen is talking. And then I was talking to Miss Jessica. So you need to, like, just chill the fuck out because.
What do you need to say so bad right now?
So then she was like, fine. And then just skated home all, like, bitchy.
Oh, my.
And so then. I came in and I was like, Amelia.
Fuck you, hormones.
I was like, Amelia, you need to come upstairs with me and, like, I want to hear your story. Oh, it's very crumbly.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want to hear your story. You were not talking at an appropriate time. I wasn't trying to, like, shut you down, but, like, you can't just fucking interrupt. You know what I mean? So, and then I was
like what you have to say is not more important than what Owen's telling me.
I want to know what both of you are going to tell me, but also you need to fucking wait your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm like, okay, tell me your story. She's like, okay, once upon a time. And then, like, proceeded to pull shit out of her ass. She had nothing that she was ever really needing to tell me. She just didn't want Owen to talk.
What a little turd.
I was going to beat her little ass. I said, so that story that you just told me that was complete and utter nonsense and chaos.
Bullshit.
Yes. Was so important that you needed to get in trouble over? She was like, I mean, I guess not. I could have waited. I was like, I'm going to kill you, child.
What a little stinker. These last born think they rule the roost. They're like, I'm amazing. When you think about it, everybody does everything for them for so long. So then they're like, my needs are more important than the rest of yours because that's how it's been. And then you got to be like, yeah, nah.
We equal in this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But we did get a piano.
And I'm a baby.
And she has been practicing every single day.
Good.
It's cute. Cute, cute.
I need to get that app.
It's nice.
I forgot what you told me it was called.
Simply
That's my name.
Piano.
Wow. What a
very
hard
unique.
Thing to remember.
It's spelled S-I-M-P-L-Y.
Simple as that. Simply piano, piano.
Yeah, I like it a lot. But
oh my
god,
gosh.
These kids. Dude, you got his license.
Thank God.
That is something new.
Is that making your life easier or harder yet?
So far easier, except, you know, like, okay, I mean, our morning routine for school has been pretty bam, 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 bam for a while. Okay? Like, we've had it. It's been the same for 2 years now. We get it done. We handle it. Since Julian's been driving to school, granted, it's only been 2 days, things are all fucked up.
Oh,
like,
no.
Gabe's not coming down early. I don't know why. Like, he didn't come down until 6:40 this morning. We wake them up at 6 a.m.
Leave?
They leave at, like, 7:10.
Okay.
But they have to walk the dog before they leave. You know what I mean? Like,
they have
there's
stuff
literally
to do.
A few things they have to do. And I told there's, like,
but
a
But how much does their stuff take? 10 minutes?
Gabe takes
how
a
much
full
does,
hour.
How much does he – does he just get distracted? So –
because his
does
he takes
need
his
a
medicine.
List? Boom, 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 boom.
Well, this morning – and also,
he probably can't have more than 4 things on his checklist either.
No, and he
and
added some
he probably
things
needs to. He probably needs to, like, shower the night before and get his backpack ready and, like, all of
so
that.
So last night, 9:30, I'm in bed, and I hear Gabe on his computer. And I said, Gabriel, it's time for bed. I need you to go to bed. And he's like, oh, round just started. Oh, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. And he was like, but I can't quit or else I'll be kicked out. I'm like, fuck off, whatever. Go to bed after this or I will literally kill you.
What is it?
I don't know what he
something
was
playing. Something just started? Like a show?
Around. Like he was playing.
Like poker?
No, but I also want to play poker. It's like some killing video game.
Oh, I thought he was like betting.
Oh, uh-uh. And so I said, okay, go to bed. And then I went to sleep. And he took a shower. Cool, cool, great, Gabe. I'm proud of you. His hair looked great this morning. But he didn't come down until 6:40. I was like, at 6:30, I'm done making lunches, and I don't make lunches anymore. I think that's a fair rule.
Yeah.
He was not downstairs to give me his lunchbox. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
He made his own lunch. But he shaved this morning because he was too tired to shave last night because he was stayed up too late.
Why did
playing
he just
fucking
not
video
shave?
Games. Because he's annoying. He's annoying.
Like,
I love him, but goddamn, that's
what's
so annoying.
What's the shaving
he
for?
He has, like, a sideburn right here. That's it. I think he might have, like, one hair here. Sideburn? Sideburn.
You need to get him one of the face, like, what are those things that we
use? Velcro.
No, like the...
Oh.
Like the... To just, like, what's it called? Microblade his own face on his way to school.
Yeah, dermaplane.
Dermaplane.
I was just like...
Sounds like that's all he needs, really.
Really? Well, they're a little thick over here. Like, yeah. But I was like, Gabriel, why didn't you shave last night? Oh, it was tired because you played video games all day. I was at school all day. I said, you played video games from the time you finished your homework until it was time to go to bed. That's basically, like, all day. There were a few breaks in there, but he was literally playing like he hadn't played.
Take a breather, my dude.
So then I was like, you should have shaved last night. You took a shower. Like,
learn how to do it.
I'm going to kill him.
So did they leave on time for school?
Well, they did, but Juju
didn't
feed the goddamn dogs until they were about to leave. And, you know, like, they have to poop after, like, about an hour, right? Ish?
I just mind go poop right after.
Okay.
I don't know.
But so I'm like, cool, now I get to take the dogs for a walk. I'm not trying to be like a bitch, but like we have not nailed down the routine in the morning yet. And
post break,
I told Gabe his computer is going off at 9 today. Like, it's off. We're turning off the internet to it. We can kill it. I don't know how to do that, so Barry has to do that. But apparently there's a way I can kill the internet to just his computer at 9 p.m. And he's like, that doesn't seem fair. I was like, bitch, it's fair.
Seems fair to me, bitch. My kids know they have to be in bed at 7:30 and, like, lights out at 8. And last night they were, like, still watching TV at, like, 8:45. And I was like, are you guys serious right now?
Yes.
You trying to fuck with me?
Yes.
Still think it's fucking Christmas break? It doesn't help that it's like tomorrow's Friday and then it's the weekend again.
Right.
Like, can we get these kids in school for 5 days, please?
Well, also, yesterday it was the first day back and your fucking kids were delayed 2 hours.
And it was beautiful outside.
It was really shitty when they made the call. When I drove Juju to, or drove, not Juju, Mimi to school, it was bad.
So now you have one less kid to pick up and drop off?
Yeah, one less.
Two less.
Yeah,
one
I don't have school. To pick up the high school anymore.
So now you just go to eat every cookie a little bit at a time? Mm-hmm.
So Jessica and I switch off picking up Nash and Mimi. So she's grabbing Mimi today, so I just have to get on at 3.
Look at you.
That's so weird. And I'm not, I don't have a carpool anymore. Like, the people that I was driving to Seaside have moved out of to my Wayne. Neighborhood to Origins. Ooh. And so.
Bye, freaks.
Yeah. Have fun in your HOA.
That's truly the best one.
It is. But it's just crazy. But we need to get this routine nailed down. And hopefully next week it'll be better.
I'm telling you something right now.
What?
Then it's this.
Oh, yeah.
This morning I was like, God, I don't know if I have it in me to keep doing this school shit every morning and getting everybody ready. And then I was like, I can't wait for school to be out for the summer. And then I was like, wow, we're not even halfway there. And also, can I? Yeah, I can wait. I'm going to make lunch at night. I mean, my kids were driving me crazy on break. But to be fair, most of the time the house was just a disaster with toys. Summer's way more chill. We're outside so much more. Or swimming all day, every day. There's just not as many options.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
I do love summer. I can't wait for summer. I'm actually, like, excited for spring break this year. And usually I'm not super stoked for spring break because that means, like, work gets crazy. But I'm really excited this year.
Just to be here and do nothing.
Mm-hmm. And just to not have to, like, do the rat race of school. Juju will be in Spain, though, so I'll be down a kid.
And he's the one that you need to drive.
Yeah, but Gabe won't be going to school.
Yeah, true. He's only in Spain for the 1 week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 10 days.
Cool.
But like the way that it wraps around.
Did he already have a passport or did he have to go get it?
We got him one. And because he's 16, it's an adult passport. So it's 10 years instead of like whatever the little baby ones are.
Mm-hmm. 5. We just got all of our kids.
Oh, that's right. No, because it's going to be so cute when he's 6 and has to get a new passport.
He's going to be so cute when he's 6, and he looks like Huck right now, but he's got that baby picture. Like, how funny. What a cute baby picture. Everyone's passport picture is adorable except for mine, because I had, like, had my hair, like, back, not even back. Like, I hadn't really washed it, and I was wearing a hat, and they were like, you have to take the hat off, and I was like, I should have thought all of these things. But literally, my hair is parted weird. I don't know why Jake didn't tell me to, like, put my hand through it and, like, repart it. It's parted weird and the back is, like, sticking up. And I'm, like, at a terrible angle. And I was like, wow, cool, thanks.
I have this.
Everyone in my family
years.
Is adorable. And I look like I shouldn't be even in their same group.
What's up, Wes? Nope.
Anyways. So, yeah. No, that's not. No hiring all positions. The fuck out of here, you fucking scum. Anyway, so yeah. Hopefully our passports come soon. I saw that they processed our checks.
Oh, that's good.
It was expensive. So we got them expedited too, because while we're in the Virgin Islands, we want to be able to go to the BVI. So everyone will get their first stamp, which will be
that's cute.
And it will be like a little British stamp.
British?
Yeah.
British?
That will be super close to the
yeah, videos. That's awesome.
Anyways.
It is expensive to get a passport expedited, though. Like,
I think we paid $200 for Jake and I, 203, and the kids were like 178.
Juju's was like 200.
But I think when you renew, like when we go to renew theirs, it's like half that. And then when we renew ours, it's like only like $100. So next time it'll be half.
Yeah.
But it was like $1,000 for all of us to get our passports. Then you have to pay the office, the like prep fee times 5. It was expensive. That was expensive too, because that was like another $200.
Right.
Because it was their prep fee times 5.
Which is so annoying because you have to fill it all out yourself. Like all they do is make
sure. Oh my God. We did it all in one day over break, like the day after Christmas Day, or the 27th maybe. I bet we get them in the mail like this week.
I'm excited.
We need to get little things for them. So now when we fly, will they have to show their little passports if they have them?
You can, though. Might as well.
It was funny, though, because they ask your kids, like, when you're a minor on a passport, they're like, is this your mom? And they got to Edie, and the dude was like, is this your mom? And Edie was like, And I was like, answer the man. And she was like, And I was like, Edie, if you say I'm not your mom,
I'm going to prison.
You are going to get me in trouble. Like, what are you talking about? Am I your mom? And he was like, don't look at her. You can't coach her. I was like, would you look at us, like, next
literally
to each other?
My face, her face.
I don't know what to say to you. I was kind of frustrated.
Just like, it's the same Joyce. Like, it's the same fucking face.
And then Jake was out in the car with Oaks and then brought Oaks in because Oaks was asleep. And I was like, how are you gonna ask this one if he's mine? He didn't even look like mine. And the guy was like, and then he kind of was nice. But, like, for a minute, he was kind of a dick because Edie was acting like she was fucking kidnapped by me. Well, I guess it would be pretty easy to kidnap a kid and be like, have this kid get a passport. What's the kid gonna be like? Like, I'll give you a blizzard. I'll give you a blizzard if you say you're my kid. Have you ever had a blizz? I'll hold it upside down for you if you say you're my kid.
Well, for a blizz. That's my mama.
You want a footlong too? Let's go to DQ. But after you say you're mine.
Oh my God. I had the weirdest fucking dream on Tuesday night.
Tell me.
Like, I don't usually remember my dreams. I don't know what the symbology of this dream is. But.
Wait, was it the first day of the new year?
No. Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
I don't fucking know. Third day? I don't know. Jesus.
Okay, they said the first dream you have in the new year is about, like, it's what your year's about.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, tell me.
I was delivering furniture for Jerry to a needy family. That checks out. Okay,
cool. Vibe.
I'm driving some sort of pickup truck. And,
practical.
Yeah, and there's, like, a couch or something in the back of the truck. So I
was
pull,
it cool?
I don't remember the couch. But so I pull up to this house, and I, like, go up to the door to be like, I'm here to deliver your fucking couch. Mm-hmm. And there's a sign on the side of on the doorbell that says, do not ring bell. There is between 12 and 142 people sleeping in here.
And we need your help.
So I'm like, okay, I didn't ring the doorbell. I just knocked on the door. They pull the door open. It's pitch fucking black in there, and it stinks like meth. I don't know what meth smells like, but instantly I knew that it was meth. And all you can see is a bunch of eyeballs. Like,
would you say I was closer to, like, 284 eyeballs? Or, like, 24 eyballs?
It was, like, 8. There were 4 people in the front room.
But just eyes.
Yes.
You couldn't see their bodies?
I mean, it was crazy. It was
wake
so
up,
dark.
Wake up.
So,
wake up.
I'm like, this wake is fucking up. Weird, but let's deliver this couch. So, I deliver the couch.
Do you guys need a place to sit? Only about 3 of you can sit on here, but.
3 to 142 of you. But, so we do the couch delivery. I don't remember. There's a little boy in there. I specifically remember there being a little boy.
Because his eyes were closer to the ground?
I don't know. I don't know how. What? You know, it's a dream.
Is he doing meth, too?
Probably selling it.
Fuck.
But so then I, like, get back in the truck to leave. And this dude comes up behind my car and tries to push my truck into the garage so they can kidnap me and human kidnap, whatever. Take me and human traffic me.
And the guy's on the front porch scratching out the 2 and putting a 3.
So, no, this was, like, so traumatic, though. He's, like, trying to push my car. He's, like, really humongous.
Are you in it?
I'm trying to back up.
He thinks he can push.
He could. It was like, because you know, dreams are fucked up. So I'm like trying to go back.
Can't you just put it in drive and go
into the garage?
Oh, you're stuck.
He's, yeah,
you're,
like, he's trying to push me into the garage to kidnap me.
This is why you park on the street.
Now I know. But so
you could have run his ass right over.
But I did do that. I did do that.
Good.
But it was. It, and then he stood up. Stop. He stood up and took his face off, so I wouldn't remember what he looked like.
And then fucked up year.
Oh my god! So then I go to the mall because there's a mall there, and Janet is there. What was his face?
What was under?
It was like a mask.
Oh.
But, like, I didn't see his new face. I just saw him go like this and take off his old head. Oh, it's fucking weird. So then I go to the mall, and Janet and Cheryl are there. You know Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're there looking at shoes, which seems like a fucking dream. And I'm there with Amelia now. Amelia's with me. I don't know where she came
from.
Did
she see the face, too?
No.
That could be traumatizing.
But then I, like, find Janet and Cheryl, and I'm like, oh, my God, the scariest thing just happened to me, blah, blah, blah. And I tell her. And then all of a sudden, we're at the police station, and I'm telling the policeman, and then the little boy from the house is there. And then I made myself wake up, because it was like...
This is a good... You should call Netflix.
It's so scary.
Little boy from the house, he hid in your truck.
Probably. And that's why I found Janet and Cheryl, because they had put a bug on my car, or like a tracker to find me. And I was like, I gotta go to the mall. I gotta go someplace where they won't be able to find me. And so I park at the mall and then run.
There's so many people here, they won't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was intense.
What was the mall like? Starcourt?
Yeah, it was hella Starcourt with, like, a Nordstrom shoe department. But I think everything was okay. But I was, like, super worried about that little kid. And you could hear, like, a little baby noise. You know, like, a newborn baby makes specific little, like, sounds?
Yeah,
that's what you could hear. So I knew that there was this little boy who, like, came sort of to the edge of the door so I could tell. I think,
you should have picked up your phone and been like, Jerry, the fuck did you call me, dude?
Oh, it was so scary.
Motherfucker.
God damn it, Jerry.
I quit.
But it was real crazy. And everything was fine at the end, but that guy came to the mall. I knew it was him. I didn't know, like, I didn't see his new face, but I knew that it was him, and he was, like, chasing me.
Oh,
bro.
I can't be chased
what
in a
the
dream.
Fuck?
I don't remember dreams anymore.
I never do. But I did. And I was like, this
I've
is
had
fucked.
I had the craziest dream when I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
With Oaks. And I'll never forget it. It was bizarre. Anyway.
It's crazy.
And then I read a book and it was this person's name was in the book. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
That's weird. It's sketch.
It was sketch. Anyways. All right. Well.
12 to 142 people asleep in here.
143 now. Oh, /44 because one of the methies just had a baby. And it's a dog.
It was so crazy, dude.
It's wild.
But, like, I woke up at, like, 2 in the morning and could not go back to sleep because I was, like, fucked.
What do you do?
I laid there.
Yeah, that's
right. And then I'd be like...
Anyway, well, Happy New Year.
Yeah,
your year's
going
to be fucking wild.
Wow. Maybe
I mean,
it's all about, like, rebirth and, like...
Translate, like, your... Maybe you're the guy. Maybe
with
you need
face?
To take off your old... Maybe you need
to
take off your... Whatever your makeup is that you're hiding
yeah.
and just show your true
I need
self
to be stripped
to the world. Stripped.
Like
yeah,
Christina.
Maybe you need to channel Christina Aguilera. Maybe you need to watch Texas Chainsaw Mask here. Isn't that kind of...
I
that
know.
Is
he's
like,
scaling
Chainsaw.
Maybe I need to watch Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
Yes.
Jason Segel forever, I love.
Yeah, he's nice.
Oh my gosh,
James
I gotta
Franco.
Go pee all these ounces out.
Good job.
Oh my gosh.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.